Hello, everybody. This is a very interesting, topical and anecdotal experience that my wife and I have just had. When we found out that our older daughter got pregnant back in September of last year, September of 2021, right? We, on our limited income, a limited retirement income, we began a little piggy bank to save up money because we really wanted to go back and see our first and new granddaughter. And we did that, and we saved and we saved and we saved. And I'd like to thank everybody who has supported my work all during that time and before, and I hope in the future, which really helped us a lot to be able to purchase the tickets. When we purchased the tickets in the summer, it was, I think, right around August 1st. The only thing that was needed to travel was a document to show that you were not sick. And we thought, well, okay, that document, you go to the pharmacy and they charge you 75 euros for it, but we could at least travel and go see our new granddaughter, who was born in June, end of June. We're scheduled to leave on November 21st, and I went in to kind of, you know, pick the seats and all that. And there's a website you can click on there for travel docs. And so I clicked on that, and I put in departure France, Paris, and arriving Oklahoma City, the dates we were going to stay until January 9th, so that we could be there for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year. And I put in, for my wife, although I'm a dual national, but I put in a French passport issued by France, etc. And I clicked on it, and it said that we had to be pricked and had to be able to prove that we had been pricked. My wife and I are non-GMOs. We do not want to become a GMO. We do not want to become GMOs. And so we don't have that document that we would now need to travel. And we are now having to cancel our trip. We lost 1,700 euros, 1,700 euros. But I think it is a telling tale that for millions and millions of people, the fact that this whole thing that's being foisted on humanity is definitely meant, and I'm talking about at the level of the World Economic Forum, Agenda 2030, etc. This is definitely all meant to divide us, to separate us, to keep us isolated, to destroy friendship, friendships, family connections, etc. I have some friends who are definitely going to say, well, you deserve it because you're not a GMO like we are. I'm sad to say that my wife and I know personally, cases, too many cases of people who became GMOs in the last year and a half. And, or is it 2 years since April 2020, in the last April 2020, 21, yeah, 2.5 years approximately, who became GMOs, and they are permanently affected. We have two friends that we, of course, can't prove it, but it sure looks like they were victims of, by deciding to become GMOs. So we're not going to do it. We're not going to take that kind of risk. And so this is also, not only is it destroying families and friendships and relationships and just humanity and compassion, et cetera, I think there's also a real, do you know the Bitterman's table of coercion? I'll add it to the website on China Raj Radio Sinoland. He developed this table, and it shows how abusive, authoritarian people, the things that they do to make their victims docile, feel guilty, ready to take anything that's foisted on them. I'm talking specifically about, you know, torture chambers, prisons, especially in the United States, abusive spouses, etc. He lists 8 or 9 things that these kind of psychopaths, sociopaths, the kind of things that they do to control and subjugate their victims into docility. And one of them is you know, you put your foot, you put your boot on the neck, and then you let it off, and to say, okay, you deserve a little bit of a break, and then they come back and they put the boot back down. And I think that's what's part of this, is that we had the boot from April 2020, and then this last summer, everything was like, okay, it's okay, you can travel with a piece of paper, and that shows that you're not sick. And now all of a sudden, I don't know when they changed it back between when we bought the tickets and now, you know, the middle of November, but they did. And so it's just this roller coaster, and I suspect that they'll probably let it off again and reapply it later. It's difficult for me to figure out which country it is. Is it France or is it the United States? Because when I put in the French passport, you had to prove that you were a GMO. And when I put in my American, I just put, you know, not mine, but I put in passport American, it was the same thing. So now I'm thinking then that maybe, you know, the United States will let American non-GMOs come into their country, and then France is now not letting foreign non-GMOs come into France. And so I don't know which one it is. I could cheat and, show my French when, leaving, show my American when arriving to America, show my French when leaving, and show my French when arriving. But in solidarity with my wife and also it's so lunatic and so schizophrenic, which is also part of this whole operation. That is just, it's so psychotic. I just can't take the risk. So I thought y'all would like to just know about that. I talked to we have a very good friend of ours who is also a non-GMO. And she has a friend who just a few days ago, when she was talking to him, and he was in a tour group going to an island in the Caribbean, French people. he is a GMO, but he said when they got to the airport in Los Angeles to change airplanes to go down to the Caribbean, there were a bunch of people that were turned around, and they had to fly back. They were forced to fly back because they did not have, they were non-GMOs. So can you imagine that? They paid all that money. They took off vacation time. The trip of their lives, and it's been ruined, just like it has been for us. So this is, I'm not alone. Obviously, our friend has shown that it's happening to other people as well. And what's so frightening about it is you could be overseas and then they change the rules just arbitrarily in the middle of your trip, and you're screwed. You can't, you become a prisoner. So anyway, I sure hope that our new granddaughter has a wonderful first Thanksgiving and a wonderful first Christmas and a wonderful first New Year's, and hopefully we'll get to see her eventually, later on in her life. Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is a very interesting topical and anecdotal experience that my wife and I have just had. When we found out that our older daughter got pregnant back in September of last year, September of 2021, right? We, on our limited income, a limited retirement income, we began a little piggy bank to save up money because we really wanted to go back and see our first and new granddaughter. And we did that, and we saved and we saved and we saved. And I'd like to thank everybody who has supported my work all during that time, and before, and I hope in the future, which really helped us a lot to be able to purchase the tickets. When we purchased the tickets in the summer, it was right around August 1st. The only thing that was needed to travel was a document to show that you were not sick. And we thought, well, okay, that document, you go to the pharmacy and they charge you 75 euros for it, but we could at least travel and go see our new granddaughter, who was born in June, end of June. We're scheduled to leave on November 21st, and I went in to kind of, pick the seats and all that. And there's a website you can click on there for travel docs. And so I clicked on that, and I put in departure of France, Paris, and arriving in Oklahoma City, the dates we were going to stay until January 9th, so that we could be there for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year. And I put in, for my wife, although I'm a dual national, but I put in a French passport issued by France, etc. And I clicked on it, and it said that we had to be pricked and had to be able to prove that we had been pricked. My wife and I are non-GMOs. We do not want to become a GMO. We do not want to become GMOs. And so we don't have that document that we would now need to travel. And we are now having to cancel our trip. We lost 1,700 euros, 1,700 euros. But I think it is a telling tale that for millions and millions of people, the fact that this whole thing that's being foisted on humanity is definitely meant, and I'm talking about at the level of the World Economic Forum, Agenda 2030, etc. This is definitely all meant to divide us, to separate us, to keep us isolated, to destroy friendship, friendships, family connections, etc. I have some friends who are definitely going to say, well, you deserve it because you're not a GMO like we are. I'm sad to say that my wife and I know personally, cases, too many cases of people who became GMOs in the last year and a half, and or is it 2 years since April 2020? In the last April 2020, 21, yeah, 2.5 years approximately, who became GMOs, and they are permanently affected. We have two friends that we, of course, can't prove it, but it sure looks like they were victims of by deciding to become GMOs. So we're not going to do it. We're not going to take that kind of risk. And so this is also, not only is it destroying families and friendships and relationships and just humanity and compassion, et cetera. I think there's also do you know the Bitterman's table of coercion? I'll add it to the website on China Rajan Radio Sinoland. He developed this table, and it shows how abusive, authoritarian people, the things that they do to make their victims docile, feel guilty, ready to take anything that's foisted on them. I'm talking specifically about, you know, torture chambers, prisons, especially in the United States, abusive spouses, etc. He lists 8 or 9 things that these kind of psychopaths, sociopaths, the kind of things that they do to control and subjugate their victims into docility. And one of them is you know, you put your foot, you put your boot on the neck, and then you let it off, and to say, okay, we're gonna, you know, you deserve a little bit of a break, and then they come back and they put the boot back down. And I think that's what's part of this, is that we had the boot from April 2020, and then this last summer, everything was like, okay, it's okay, you can travel with a piece of paper, and that shows that you're not sick. And now all of a sudden, I don't know when they changed it back between when we bought the tickets and now, you know, the middle of November, but they did. And so it's just this, you know, this roller coaster. And I suspect that they'll probably let it off again and reapply it later. It's difficult for me to figure out which country it is. Is it France or is it the United States? Because when I put in the French passport, you had to prove that you were a GMO. And when I put in my American, I just put, you know, not mine, but I put in passport American, it was the same thing. So now I'm thinking then that maybe, you know, the United States will let American non-GMOs come into their country, and then France is now not letting foreign non-GMOs come into France. And I, so I don't know which one it is. I could cheat and, you know, show my French when, you know, leaving, show my American when arriving to America, show my French when leaving, and show my French when arriving, but in solidarity with my wife and also it's so lunatic and so schizophrenic, which is also part of this whole operation. That is just, it's so psychotic. I just can't take the risk. So I thought y'all would like to just know about that. I talked to, we have a very good friend of ours who is also a non-GMO, and she has a friend who just few days ago, when she was talking to him, and he was in a tour group going to an island in the Caribbean, French people. he is a GMO, but he said when they got to the airport in Los Angeles to do to do the, you know, to change airplanes to go down to the Caribbean, there were a, a bunch of people that were turned around, and they had to fly back. They were forced to fly back because they did not have, they were non-GMOs. So can you imagine that? They paid all that money. They took off vacation time. They, you know, the trip of their lives, and it's been ruined, just like it has been for us. So this is, I'm not alone. Obviously, our friend has shown that it's happening to other people as well. And what's so frightening about it is you could be overseas, and then they change the rules just arbitrarily in the middle of your trip, and you're screwed. You can't, you become a prisoner. So anyway, I sure hope that our new granddaughter has a wonderful first Thanksgiving and a wonderful first Christmas and a wonderful first New Year's. And hopefully we'll get to see her eventually, later on in her life. Thank you.